Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and we as a congregation are delighted to bring you this broadcast. This is the season of celebration and festivities here in Quebec and Canada. Last week we remembered the Fête du Jour de Saint-Jean-Baptiste, which had just happened, and yesterday, 1st of July, was Canada Day. And in 2 days' time, it's the 4th of July, and we'll think about that a little later in the programme for our American listeners. Amari Usqui Ad Mari, or From Sea to Sea, has been Canada's official motto since 1921. It's taken from the Old Testament of the Bible, Psalm 72, verse 8. He shall have dominion, and that's an important word in Canada's history, he shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Now those words were not written for North American geography. In contemporary terms, we would speak about sea to sea to sea, but the folks of centuries ago were not writing for us. What they did know, what they did have faith in, what they did believe, was in the greatness of the God that we can draw near to today through Jesus Christ. Psalm 72, verses 18 and 19. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvellous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name for ever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Jesus the Son, and give him all glory, great things.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you are mighty in power. You extend your reach throughout the planet and the universe. You provide protection and give mercy to your children. And we praise you for your providence to us in this part of the world as we celebrate your goodness and provision for our nations. We have the privilege of living, worshipping, working and playing in a free country. Your creation has given Canada an abundance of natural resources and given us the privilege of overseeing what you have provided. And from such incredible natural beauty, you also provide us the means for sustaining an abundant life for all who live on this land. You give us the opportunity to not only enjoy your creation here, but you allow us to share our resources with others who have far less. We do not take this for granted, Lord. It's a gift we desire to steward wisely and generously. We thank you for the gospel that has come to us, for the good news of Jesus Christ, born from shore to shore and across from sea to sea. In Jesus Christ, you have offered us your own beloved Son. And when he was killed, you brought him back to life. And through his grace, you have freed us from the slavery to sin. And we are bound to you through Jesus Christ, so that we might be made holy, set apart, sanctified, and follow him in pathways that lead to life. Eternal God, before you nations rise and fall, help us to repent of our country's wrongs and our own, and to choose your way of reunion and renewal. Great God, renew this nation and begin with us. Give us a glimpse of the kingdom you are bringing to the earth, where death and violence and hunger will be no more, and where all nations will gather in the light of your presence. Let us trust in the love of God, for God saves us. Though once we were slaves of sin, we have been set free and now live in God's grace, where sin can have no dominion over us. Sisters and brothers, our sins are forgiven. Let us be at peace. Amen. We have been following in part something of the story of Abraham from the book of Genesis in these recent weeks. Today we're at Genesis chapter 22 and at verse 1. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham?" "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain that I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. And when he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." Amen.
How does he know?
Oh, how do I know?
How does he know?
Oh, how do I know?
This is how he knows.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
So have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
That's how he knows it.
Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
That's how he knows it.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. Oh, the Bible says that faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know?
Oh, how does he know?
How do I know?
Oh, how does he know?
The Bible tells me so.
Often there can be many foundation documents for the beginning of a nation. The English Crown has the Magna Carta, issued in June 1215. The Scottish nation has the Declaration of Arbroath, dated on the 6th of April 1320. The United States has the Declaration of Independence. And since the 4th of July is just 2 days away as we go to broadcast, we give greetings to our neighbours south of the Canadian border. By issuing the Declaration of Independence, adopted by the Continental Congress on the 4th of July 1776, the 13 American colonies severed their political connections to the Great Britain. The Declaration summarized the colonists' motivations for seeking independence. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men and women, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." Now, Canada is an evolving dominion and federation and nation state, and so the foundation documents are not so sharply defined. Indeed, the return of the Constitution in the 1980s might be seen as the State of Independence, incorporating the Canada Act of 1867 and previous legislation. We've been following something of the story of Abraham of recent weeks. This is how God spoke to Abraham about his founding of a nation, the people of the Jews. This is in Genesis 12. This is how God begins to build the nation of Israel. "The Lord had said to Abraham, 'Go from your country, your people, and your father's family. Go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you. I will put a curse on anyone who puts a curse on you. All nations on earth will be blessed through you. or as some translations say, will be blessed because of you. Go from your country, your people, and your family. Go where I show you. Go. The promise to Abraham is that through him, God would build a nation, which makes the reading we had from Genesis 22 so astonishing. Having purposed to build a nation through Abraham's offspring, having elected Isaac as the son, the only son, through whom he was to build a nation, God was now asking Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. What kind of God would do such a thing? What kind of God would tell an old man who has followed him faithfully, if at times falteringly, for all those years to sacrifice his only child, to sacrifice the one thing that meant more to him than anything else in the world? The story doesn't say anywhere that God did this for Abraham's benefit, doesn't say he wanted to teach Abraham anything or to strengthen him in some way, just to test him. Now, it's not quite as horrific as it seems, for we're told up front that God is indeed testing Abraham, that God does not intend to take Isaac's life. Dreadful as it may seem, we sort of cope with it because we understand from the beginning that God is searching Abraham, even if Abraham doesn't know any such thing. What if Abraham had failed? For God takes a huge risk here because Abraham hasn't actually been the model of reliability before this. God has invested the whole future of the promises of God in this man Abraham. Sure, Abraham had trusted God before, but will he trust him now that he has the promised son in his arms? It's easy to be faithful when you want something. What if God now asks you to give it up? Do you still trust me? Now that I've given you what you want, are you just going to take me for granted? Asks God. Well, we know the answer, that Abraham passed the test and forever afterwards he is known as a man of faith. Faith built the nation, and faith still builds nations. All those documents that I mentioned earlier are statements of faith. They declared what the authors believed to be the ultimate truth. The American Declaration of Independence declares certain truths to be self-evident. But that is itself a statement of faith. For if it were self-evident, then it would be obvious to dictators and tyrants and despots alike that all people were created equal. Our nation of Canada is built on a collective faith that we are better together, that together we can harness the resources of our country for our common good. Pierre Trudeau said, "Canada is a society where all people are equal and where they share some fundamental values based upon freedom. The search for this Canadian identity, as much as for my philosophical views, had led me to insist on the Charter of Freedoms." Faith builds a nation. Now, I'm using faith with a small f. Faith in the sense of visualizing a future that you cannot see, not necessarily a religious belief. Faith in the sense of holding on to beliefs and values and truths that are beyond the evidence of mere rationality or logical proof. Indeed, to hold the conviction that rationality and reason are all that you need is itself an act of faith. Christians have faith. A big F faith in God. Because God did what Abraham did not have to do. God gave himself up to death in Jesus on the cross. God staked his future on Jesus' human willingness to go to Calvary and die, freely and willingly as the fulfillment of the purpose of God, in order to bring us back to God. The hymn says, "'Tis mystery all, the immortal dies, who can explore his strange design?" Faith in the God who loves us so much that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish is the kind of faith that can build a nation. Yes, historically, in the name of that faith and that cross, some terrible things have been done, but also much good for our civic life. It is through faith in that cross that we might find the faith and the grace to make a new beginning for all the peoples of Canada. But maybe that new beginning begins with you and I, as we put our faith in the God who gave himself up to the cross. After all, what was the word to Abraham? The Lord himself will make provision. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we gather in this season of Canada Day, and we read of your dominion in Psalm 72, and we claim this promise, that your will would prevail in this land. And we pray for the movement of your Holy Spirit across this nation, and for the work of your church in every city and village. We pray for our King, Charles, together with our Governor General, Mary Simon, that you would grant them wisdom and strength. May they know you are walking with them day by day. May they be inspired to follow the example of Jesus. We lift up our federal and provincial governments together with their loyal oppositions. Grant to each wisdom beyond their years. And we ask that you show your face as one who oversees the nation. There are so many, Lord, who serve in government, both federal, provincial, and territorial. We're grateful for each of them. Make yourself to those who lead us so that they may be wise and discerning. Father, our nation is not without problems and hurts that need to be healed. Our First Nations peoples have endured much needless suffering in our zeal to impose values and beliefs that were ours and not yours. Forgive us for this, Father. We continue, like those who come before us, to struggle loving others who may not look like us or speak like us or act like we think they should. We fall short of the example shown to us by Jesus of how to love and live with each other in peace and harmony. Father, our nation needs the Lord Jesus Christ. Help our pastors, priests, and ministry leaders to show us how to live lives that honour you and bless you. We are your creation. Sustain us in the coming days as we seek reconciliation and understanding within our nation. Instill in all of us your values, your love, your justice and mercy, so that we will be a blessing to our world. We thank you, Father, for those immigrants finding their way to Canada. Help us to see each person as one whom you've created in your image and for your purposes. And our desire, and we know that's your desire, is that all people will be at peace with each other. Help us all to see Jesus and to seek after him and his love and his way of sacrificial giving, that we might have eternal life because of him. And we look forward to his return. We pray these things in his name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.